to do those experiments for a very long time. But we do repeat the experiments back on Earth, of course, to see the changes, to see what's the difference between space and Earth. Over. Hi, Eric. Well, I think the alloys are the one area of research that are going to have the big impact on greener living. Because that will affect how our engines are designed, in particular our commercial aircraft turbine blades and turbine engines, for example, which will cut down fuel production and cut down fuel usage and have a good impact. I love orbiting over Africa. It just looks beautiful from space. It's like flying over a canvas of art. Even the sea is frozen up there. Over. Yes, it does. You know, if I'm looking in the cupola late at night when it's bright sunshine, it does take me a while to get to sleep. So I try not to do that. You have to kind of try and trick your body that it's nighttime when it's time to go to sleep. Over. Charlotte, that's a great question. You know, I mean, being up in space gives a different perspective, and it makes you realize how vast the solar system is, how vast the universe is, and also it makes you realize that our planet, you know, it has no borders. It's got massive weather systems that affect all continents, and so it does give you that perspective of the planet as a whole. Over. Well, there's nothing particular comes to mind, but you know some of those pictures where things look different upside down. For example, it might be a beautiful woman one way up and an old haggard woman the other way up. I think that's great because it makes you realize in space, of course, we have a different perspective depending on which way up we are. Over. Wonderful talking to everybody in Norwich this afternoon. Have a great day and thank you for those brilliant questions. Goodbye from the International Space Station.